Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling takes first base on ball 4. Chapman scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Rubling moves to second. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive towards the mound. Ross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Strange goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. McQuinn steals second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe, who is chasing the ball. McCoy reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoy scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Swift moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rubeling strikes out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. McCoy moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Johnny Nagealing now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman strikes out. 1 out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rubeling strikes out. The ball gets by Swift. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Hayes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Rubeling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillard strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rubeling scores. Ross moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ross trying to get to home. Radcliffe throws the ball into Swift, who tags Ross, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Moses moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry pinch hits for Johnny Nagiling. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallagher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ed Husser now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Cox now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rubeling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hefner out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Bob Swift. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift pinch hits for Bill Cox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 triples, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Bill Trotter now pitching. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-4 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Lillard reaches second base with a double. Husser moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moses is walked intentionally. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Husser scores. Lillard scores. Moses moves to second. It's 9-6, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Moses moves to third. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. One out. It's 10-6, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball towards center. Judnick catches it and throws to home to double up McCoy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-4 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McCoy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McQuinn scores. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. It's 10-7, Athletics. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, Athletics. Merle Hogue pinch hits for George Siski. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.